It's here and now. The oil and gas boom has brought jobs, money, and plenty of workers to energy-producing states, but it's also brought a tremendous increase in traffic and accidents. It's a multi-state trend that's proving difficult to predict or prevent. Lee Patterson with the Inside Energy team reports from a tiny town on Wyoming's Highway 59 that's found itself stuck in the middle of the boom.
Driving along the 115-mile stretch that connects the two energy towns of Douglas and Gillette, there's tons of traffic, but little else. Until...
you're in Bill, Wyoming.
What is the population?
If you look on the census, it's 11.
Nell Bride owns the Bill Store, the popular and only stop-off for coal, oil, and gas workers traveling between the two towns.
See you guys later.
Yep.
Thanks, son.
Business is up. And so is the traffic.
To pull out of here, it's horrible. I mean, to go from there to there, you can sit for 5 to 10 minutes. Prime example.
Since 2010, the number of crashes on this stretch of highway has nearly doubled. And in May, a bus carrying coal miners crashed, killing 3 people. Wyoming's Department of Transportation recently earmarked $22 million to build passing lanes and plans to send out more state troopers to patrol Highway 59. But Nell Bride wants change now.
Blowing smoke up my hiney, you know, from DOT. Don't tell me you're going to fix it when you're not really going to fix it. Actually do something about it, you know. It doesn't take much to take in 2 speed limit signs.
I don't think anybody 3 years ago saw the exponential growth that we're seeing.
Jim Willicks is chairman of the Converse County Commissioners. That's where Bill and Douglas are located and where much of Wyoming's oil boom is taking place. Willicks says changes in transportation policy tend to be reactive because in order to, say, lower a speed limit...
federal law and state law requires a traffic study be done to change speed limits.
Another big factor is funding, and that also takes time.
As a county, we're putting millions of dollars into road and bridge projects. But we didn't have millions of dollars to put into road and bridge projects till we had the oil and gas development to generate the revenue so we could put it into roads.
A catch-22 that leaves communities like Bill with more business and a newly built hotel, but afraid to cross the street. So if you can see a boom coming, is there any way to prepare? Khalid Sabadi is director of Wyoming's Technology Transfer Center, and he says yes, with the help of some surveillance gear.
On the bottom, they have GPS units, they have video cameras everywhere.
It looks like a storm chaser's truck.
Yeah, it's true. That's probably what it is, yeah.
In September, this vehicle and a few others drove around rural Wyoming gathering visual data on road thickness, rut depth, roughness, cracks.
And then they convert those video images into numbers, into what we call pavement condition index.
It sounds like baseline testing for roads.
Baseline testing. That's exactly what it is.
It's a pilot program, but the goal of collecting this baseline-type data is that when energy development hits, the impact can be measured against what the road quality was before. And then states and counties can resolve problems early on with small fixes like road repair and passing lanes.
We don't know for how long we're going to have drilling activities, so I think this is really an excellent strategy to improve safety on two-lane rural highways.
Back at the Bill Store, it's evening, and the bar fills up with workers on their way home.
I push a pulling unit for DC Energy.
Oil worker Shiloh White has been taking Highway 59 at least twice a day for the past 9 years. The traffic has been so bad for so long, he says, that locals...
they call it the coal miner 500, because once them coal miners, either they're going to work or coming to work, that used to be the main problem, and now it's the oil field. So mix the oil field with the coal miners, and you got nothing but it's a raceway. Dangerous one.
But maybe a little less dangerous for the town of Bill, because Wyoming's DOT has fast-tracked the study required to lower the speed limit across the road from the Bill Store. And those new signs could go up as soon as the end of this month.
That's reporter Lee Patterson. Her story comes to us from Inside Energy, a public media collaboration focusing on America's energy issues.